A class about pressing global social issues is relevant in any semester on any campus. But right now, you don't have to look too far to understand there are global social challenges. Next spring, a University of Arkansas Honors College Signature Seminar will examine how those global challenges can be addressed locally. And tomorrow, three scholars leading the seminar will give a preview lecture. Jared Phillips, a teaching assistant professor in the Fulbright College at the University of Arkansas, says this class and this region are perfectly suited for each other.
The Ozarks as a whole, we have a long-standing region of being, of really having to think through issues of community poverty, issues of food insecurity. We're a region that has always been historically under-recognized for our global integration and our global connectivity. And I think, anytime I travel around the country or when I've, worked abroad, people are always amazed that I'm from Arkansas. And I think, but why? Like, Tyson is here. A major research university is here. Walmart is here.
Last month, we talked with Phillips, as well as Lawrence Hare, Associate Professor of History and Director of the International and Global Studies Program in Fulbright College, and Rogelio Contreras, Director of Social Innovation at the Department of Strategy, Entrepreneurship, and Venture Innovation in the Walton College, also at the University of Arkansas, about their upcoming class. Lawrence Hare says the class will also connect students with the Arkansas Global Changemakers Initiative.
Well, this is a fairly new project that it's a collaboration between the College of Arts and Sciences right now and the Walton College of Business. Essentially, what we do is we look at global challenges as they're addressed at the local level through these smaller social change ecosystems. And we set those back, particularly in Arkansas, we set those back into a global framework through dialogue with other communities around the world that are addressing similar challenges. And so in the course that we're running in the spring of 2021, we'll be talking about food security issues and entering into a dialogue with university partners and with a change network in Barcelona and Rome.
An amazing time to talk about challenges on a global and local scale. We're seeing some that perhaps we haven't seen in our lifetimes, or at least a confluence of those. That's got to be factoring in to how you're thinking about this course, this one specifically, and other courses you teach.
Yeah, actually, we're really interested not only in seeing how the pandemic has affected this community of change, but also how these communities are going through a recovery process. We really want to follow them in real time over the semester and see the steps that they're taking to sort of to deal with the crisis, but also to restore their operations in the aftermath.
One of the greatest pain points, I guess, that we have identified is precisely the way in which many at the university and in our community tackle these issues, but tackle them in silos, in isolation. We also hope through the Global Changemaker Initiative to create these networks and paths for collaboration and better communication and a common place where impact assessments can be shared, lessons learned can be shared. So the course in the spring is just one example of other efforts. Actually, the Global Changemaker Initiative started as a study abroad concept with the idea of visiting different locations where similar problems are happening and identify initiatives, community partners in these cities, in these locations that have successfully either addressed or are in the process of addressing these issues. And we chose Barcelona because Barcelona is a social business city of the European Union, and we thought it was a great example to pilot the concept. Then COVID hit and the study abroad was postponed. We hope to go there in May of 2021. But the idea is to create all these parallel courses that will aim to connect the great work that our faculty and our students are doing in connection with many community partners in this network. So for instance, in the fall, I am leading a course along with Dr. Rash Rao from Biomedical Engineering. We call it Global Perspectives, Changemakers Under COVID-19, and it's an experience on healthcare access in Northwest Arkansas and Bangalore, India. Mm-hmm. Then we have this course in the spring, and we also have hopefully the study abroad in May of 2021. So we're creating an ecosystem of courses and initiatives that aim to create this dialogue and this network facilitated in a way that hopefully will bring results to our community.
One of the things that aside from this, the ecosystem of classes that's being built that I get excited about is and this is not just as an academic and as a teacher, but as a farmer, as a member of the food system here in Northwest Arkansas, is we've experienced here that small and medium sized producers under COVID have been unable who raise livestock have been unable to get their product processed and into market. And so one of the things that I'm really excited about is to work through with students this examples from Barcelona and from Rome. How have other communities who have similar ecosystems of small and mid-sized farming communities, how have they dealt with this? Have they experienced the same problem? If they haven't, why not? How do they resolve it? And so we'll be able to take, I think, really everybody understands what a hamburger is or what, you know, or barbecue is or things like this. And how do we, in the classroom. And so how do we take this like very real concept here? This is impacting you right now. How is somebody in Barcelona thinking through it? And then how do we maybe take that lesson back here? Or is it kind of a problem everywhere? And not just in the meat industry, but also in vegetables and wherever the case may be. And so I think that this opportunity to take a classroom conversation away from that theoretical kind of understanding of social change and away from that that kind of more sort of high flying idealism. That's what really makes this, it turn it into a very boots on the ground, very practical, applicable kind of idea. That's what makes this course really exciting, really unique, I think, from a teaching and from a community engagement perspective.
Any class you take, right, is ideally designed to help you later in life, calculus or, you know, structural engineering, something like that. It sounds like this one especially guides students, I don't know, in critical thinking, in curiosity, in problem solving, in global citizenship far beyond the spring semester.
Oh, of course. We see ourselves as training the next generation of change makers. We want students who are learning all those things. We also want students who come from different disciplinary backgrounds, different majors, and they learn how to work together. So they're broadening their perspective, for sure.
I think anybody that has taught anything related to a service learning course or, you know, connected with the community has had that experience where students, there's a light bulb that goes on. Students want to keep, being involved. And that, I think, is something that, of course, we aspire, but we also aspire to make sure that the students know, one, that they can make a difference within their area of expertise and area of influence. And two, that this making a difference, yes, it requires innovation, it requires collaboration, but first and foremost requires the will of doing it, you know, and actually the decision that we make to get involved. The world, I believe, needs this kind of approach desperately in many of these issues. And the interesting thing is that when you think about it from the perspective of entrepreneurship and innovation, actually you can potentially make a living out of trying to address some of these issues. So that's an incentive right there, which at the same time is also inviting us all to rethink the way in which we relate in the market economy. What are the priorities that we have? What are the variables that we measure? How do we measure as progress? What do we measure as development? All these things. And I think that we have, the more professionals we get involved in this process of rethinking or reimagining the future in the market economy, the better we will be to find solutions that are viable and sustainable.
I mean, one of the things I think about with classes like this is, several years ago, I heard a Scottish human rights attorney, Alan Miller, give a lecture, and he And he challenged all of us in the audience. We're all human rights scholars and development activists and stuff. He challenged all of us to remember that not every discipline in the university can aspire to or needs to aspire to a particular kind of community activism. But if you're interested in human rights, if you're interested in social justice, if you're interested in development, you have to first and foremost always be aware of what he called the discipline of relevance. Is your work relevant? Is your action in the classroom related to what is happening in the outside world? And does it provide a clear pathway for your students to go from that classroom into the world, be it into some sort of social innovation as business leaders or as community activists or NGO workers or teachers or whatever the case may be? Is there that clear pathway? And what I think classes like this do and other classes in the Changemaker ecosystem do is they remind students that this is, especially at a land-grant university, which is what we are at the university, this is part of our DNA, and we know how to do this, and we can do this very well. I think this also helps to remind the community that we're still here. We're a viable force in social change. We're interested in being a part of these conversations. When it works really well, and I think courses like this do, it serves to invigorate and excite both the students and the community, and it creates a really fertile environment for collaborative problem solving to emerge.
Jared Phillips is a teaching assistant professor in the Fulbright College at the University of Arkansas. Rogelio Contreras is director of social innovation at the Department of Strategy, Entrepreneurship, and Venture Innovation in the Walton College. And Lawrence Hare is associate professor of history and director of the International and Global Studies Program in Fulbright College. They'll lead the Honors College signature seminar, Global Social Change, next spring. They'll deliver a virtual preview lecture tomorrow at 5:15. You can sign up for that lecture by going to honorscollege.uark.edu. We talked with them last month via Zoom.